today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Whenever I go to Macy's, I always go to the cologne section. I ask the salesperson to show me the newest fragrance. I've tried different fragrances like 1 Million, Prada, Amen, Montblanc, Sauvage, Versace, and many others. I do have a favorite, but I won't share that now. I'm quite sure many of you like nice fragrances also. I believe everyone wants to smell good. It's nice when someone comes up to you and says, "What are you wearing? It smells very nice. I like it." Have you ever thought to yourself that you are a nice fragrance? Have you ever considered your victories in Christ and your witness diffuses a sweet aroma? Yes, the knowledge of Christ expressed each day through you is a sweet fragrance to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, it is written, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?" Paul makes a transition from the narrative and looks above and beyond his troubles to praise and thank God. When we turn from our troubles and begin to look at the privilege of our position in Christ, our perspectives change. We realize trouble really doesn't last always. It's through the knowledge of Him, as we focus on our position in Christ, that we become the sweet aroma that's pleasing to God. The scripture says that God leads us in triumph in Christ. Paul was drawing from the imagery of the official and exalted Roman ceremony called the triumph, in which a victorious general was honored with a festive ceremonial parade through the streets of Rome. As the general rode his horse throughout the streets, the smell of the incense from the censers and the petals from the roses being crushed under the hoofs of the horse's feet filled the air with a sweet-smelling aroma. Everywhere you go, exercising your influence, adding value to the lives of others in obedience to Christ, you produce a sweet aroma. Your obedience and influence being diffused through the knowledge of Christ produces an aroma that is a well-pleasing smell to God. Whatever, whenever, however, and forever, as you exercise your duty of being a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you release the sweet odor of obedience, commitment, praise, honor, and glory of the only wise God. Yes, you smell great. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.